We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And Chris Russell joins us right now. Maybe he's calmed down a little bit. What's up, Chris?
I'm such an idiot.
I'm surprised you didn't have a heart attack last night.
It could happen, right? I could see it happening.
I mean, you really got worked up there, buddy.
You got to see the video of it. Fellas, it's pretty impressive. Nick Ashew was literally taking video as I was doing that rant, and that was not like for the video. I didn't know he was doing the video, but the video is pretty impressive. I was sweating profusely, and the bottom line is I was a little upset because I guess what started that and what you heard the Bryce Harper reference was is Chris Miles from NBC Sports Washington, and who of course hosts Overtime from time to time, said the reason why the Nationals are 11 games under or whatever it is, 12 games under, is because they didn't bring back Bryce Harper and they have all this bad karma and bad energy in the building.
Well, I don't even think he believes that, truly. I believe he's egging you on there. And, of course, you go for things hook, line, and sinker.
Well, from time to time, I get a little fired up. I mean, here's the bottom
line.
What's
the most troubling aspect of this Nationals team to you? It has to be the bullpen, right? Yeah, Who do you blame that on?
I mean, how do you look at it? And that was my point. And Nick had also made the same point, too. And that was the beginning of our show. It was like, look, yes, there's no doubt they miss Bryce Harper. They miss his presence. They miss how teams can attack and pitch around. And just, I guess, that feeling that you're one swing away from taking a lead or tying a game that Bryce Harper provides. But the bullpen, which, guys, I just looked up, right, and we all know the numbers, is 7.02 in ERA through 50 games. I mean, that's absurd. Like, whatever you thought of Mike Rizzo's plan, whatever you thought of the Nationals' plan over the offseason of Rosenthal and Barraclough, you say, all right, well, maybe these guys aren't world beaters and that they're not going to, you know, keep the Nationals' bullpen under a three, right? None of us, including myself, so I have to say this for me, I never thought it could be anywhere close to being this bad. So that's the number one problem. But then when you combine that with terrible defense, which has been a consistent problem, and then you look at the first three innings, Jason, I know you said you didn't watch the game the early portion of the game yesterday. It would have drove you crazy. I mean, I was pulling my hair out because they're sitting there with the stick on their shoulders, not swinging, five called strikes in a row, runners on first and third in every inning with one out or less, and they couldn't score a run.
I saw at one point, I just looked at my phone, looked up the update, and they had 10 hits.
Oh,
I think I think 10 hits
crazy.
Through maybe like five innings and had one run. I was like, how are they not scoring?
They left so many guys on base.
I mean, it was just double play at Palooza.
Well,
it was ridiculous.
Did FP drop this nugget during the game that they lead the league in called third strikes or something like that? They're very close.
That may be the case.
The question I threw out.
Here's the thing. They strike out a lot. We know that. Whether it's called strikes or not, and certainly yesterday it was, they strike out too much.
They're third in the league in strikeouts, or they were at least as of a few days ago. Here's what I threw out to the boys. Why is Wander Suero still on the big league roster right now?
Well,
they don't have better options.
There's got to be somebody else who's got a better than a 7.17 ERA out there.
Because they're infatuated with the stuff.
Okay, yeah. I'm not saying cut him. Send him down. Let him get right in the head.
So I would say this, up until about, 3 weeks ago, maybe 2.5 weeks ago, sometime on that West Coast trip, the guy, Barraclough, that they had settled on him as being kind of that setup guy, that bridge to Doolittle, right? And then he imploded, gave up that late grand slam against the Dodgers, gave up a couple of home runs in the next couple of games, one against the Mets and one against the Cubs, I believe, last Friday night in that shellacking. And so now you're constantly searching for a guy, the guy, any guy with a pulse that can get you 3-4 big outs in the 7th and 8th inning. So they were trying Suero just because of natural stuff. I know, talking to Grant Paulson last week at one of these games, I think it was the Nats-Mets afternoon game, he was like, why don't they go to Suero? Why don't they go to Suero? And I'm like, I don't think Davey trusts anybody, nobody. And how could he, especially at this point? There's nobody you can hang your hat on, nobody. And even Doolittle, you know, had a bad outing the other night and struggled late last week in that Thursday afternoon game against the Mets. So I don't know how much you can count on him every night now.
Yeah. I mean, if it can go wrong, it will go wrong. That's the kind of stretch that they're in right now.
Pretty much. I mean, they need complete games from their starters, quite honestly, right. Which is not going
to
happen.
But you bring up a good point. It's more than just the bullpen, which is on track to be historically bad, like literally the worst bullpen of all time, which you couldn't foresee. But they did say, and I took it as a given, that when they got rid of Bryce, okay, sure, they were going to miss some of that production, but they were going to certainly be better defensively, and that hasn't been the case at all. I mean, Soto's been kind of a mess out there. Robles has had his moments where he's been a mess. I mean, all those guys have actually had their moments, like pros, like guys that have been around, which
terrible
is what's really frustrating.
Yeah, and going back to that rant, Yan Gomes came here again with this tremendous reputation. I mean, we all knew he could hit. If he could stay healthy, that was the question. Not how many pass balls was he going to be allowed. I think he's up to 8 or 9 at this point.
And he hadn't even played that many games.
No,
I mean,
exactly. Because Suzuki, A, you couldn't keep him out of the lineup because of his stick. And now, when you look at how Gomes has caught the position over the last week, I mean, I was at last Saturday night's game against the Cubs, the last game they won. He had 2 pass balls in 3 batters. And then another one yesterday that was ultimately changed to a wild pitch, plus a throw that sailed about 15 feet wide of second base that Dozier didn't back up. And that's another guy. Dozier came here as a gold glove second baseman reputation, and at times he's turned a couple of impressive double plays, guys. But he's also butchered a couple of balls and just, I mean, it's just one thing after another. And I know they're still injured. I got it that Zimmerman and Adams just came back and they were having Kendrick at first and all these. I understand that. But how many more excuses can you? I'm running out of excuses. I'm running out of time to defend Davey and say it's not his fault. I mean, at some point, it's Memorial Day on Monday. If you lose 3 out of 4 to a Marlins team that's won 6 in a row and that has an ERA over 2 in the last week, under 2 in the last week, if you lose 3 out of 4, you have to make a move. You have
they're
to make a
50
move.
Games in, and they're 12 games below 500. As I said earlier, if you ranked all the teams and you don't just look at divisions and leagues, they're 28th out of 30.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
Yeah. The Royals and the Orioles are worse, and the Marlins are tied with them in the loss, what do you call that? The loss standings.
I've tried to defend Dave, even though he's uninspiring to me, just because I think it's so easy to blame the manager.
Absolutely.
But I'm right with you, EB. But they're so bad that, I mean, it's impossible to defend. I mean, go ahead and fire in it, whoever you want. Who cares? No matter who you bring in, you bring in God, he's still going to have, at this point, Grace, Sip, Suero, Barry. He's still going to have the same dummies he's going to have to turn to in the 6th, 7th, and 8th inning, and they're still going to be in the exact same pickle.
Yeah. You guys talk to Rizzo every Wednesday, and you do a great job. I listen to it religiously, and he tries to politic everything. And the one thing that he said on Wednesday that struck
me. He owns
me,
up to a few things, I think.
Right. Wednesday it struck me, and it was something that I talked about last weekend, which was allocation of resources, right? Nobody would argue that it's not a good idea to build 1 through 3 in your starting rotation the way they do with Scherzer, Strasburg, and Corbin. The problem is that he doesn't have the resources to then really go invest in a big-time setup guy, a 7th, 8th inning guy, because they allocate so much of their resources. And again, I understand why in the top 3 in their starting rotation, it leaves them bare at 4 and 5, and then it leaves them bare at 7 and 8. And then they have to trade some of these young arms in years past, the Felipe Riveros and the Blake Trinans, because A, they can't be patient with their development, and B, because they need veteran relievers who can get outs in key spots because they don't spend any money in free agency on the damn bullpen.
And hey, by the way, to make things worse, last night Lucas Giolito had a complete game shutout
in Houston.
I know.
He shut out the best team in baseball.
I know. Riz is just waiting for Ronaldo Lopez to start throwing darts again. Whew,
I feel bad because all those guys, like Gio, supposedly is pitching well. Sean Kelly's been sort of revitalized.
Trinan's been an all-star.
Yeah.
Felipe Rivero throws 100 from the left-hand side.
Part of that, to be fair, like with Trinan, like if he went through each one, Trinan was –
Look, he was kind of a mess.
I think they feel like Suero is like Trinan. Like they love his arm, they love his stuff, right? And that's what you always heard with Trinan, and it just wasn't working out. So eventually they moved him on, and he figured it out elsewhere. And that's probably what they think about with Suero. Like he's got the stuff, he's got that cutter, which is really good against left-handed guys because it comes inside on them.
He does a pretty good job as long as he doesn't hang like one bad pitch yesterday, right? I know he gave up the double down the left field line, but okay, that's going to happen. It's just these one bad pitch type deals, and I know one bad pitch counts and changes the game and changes the course of a season, but you just can't make that one bad pitch in that spot.
Hey, this is just opinion.
I think Suero's worth keeping.
This is just opinion. Did you feel like Davey Martinez is... ejection. Did you feel like that was contrived?
Some of it, yeah. And it should have been, by the way, because if you're not going to kick and turn over post-game buffet spreads in the clubhouse, which I can't imagine Davey is ever going to do, if you're not going to really ride guys and get in guys' face and, you know, do it old school like Billy Martin and Earl Weaver used to do to ride players, it's a different game, it's a different world, you have to do stuff like that. And it immediately worked. I have no idea if it had the impact that we all think it did, but it's hard to deny that it woke some people up. It fired some people up. You got guys in that clubhouse or dugout that are like, wait a second, does this guy believe in us? Does this guy want to be here? What else could go wrong? We need something, a little kick in the pants, and it's exactly what it provided. And then literally 5 minutes later, the bullpen blows it.
Do you think that the team will get booed tonight?
Yes.
I mean, if McGowan gives up like a two-run jack in the first inning, they're going to boo. They're going to have to boo.
They should,
just
rewind.
Jason. Yeah. McGowan is starting.
Kyle McGowan's starting.
Yeah, here's the thing. Here's the question. I don't know what you guys think. There might be not more than 20,000 people in the building tonight. I know it's a Friday night. I know it's fireworks night, I think, and Memorial Day weekend, but you have a opponent that nobody cares about, so you're not going to get the caravan of Mets and Cubs and whatever fans. And the Nationals fans, I think, are tapped out or are resentful or really upset, and I don't blame them if they don't show up.
I think that's something that the learners are going to fear, that it's going to happen this summer with this team so far back.
They should.
We'll see where they are
should.
In attendance.
You know, they should spend some money on the manager and the bullpen. How about that?
What is the likelihood, in your opinion, Chris, that Davey's still managing the team? And not that it's Davey's fault, but someone's going to have to be the fall guy at the end of this series.
At the end of the series? I think he'll still make it through Memorial Day, therefore the end of the series. I think they'll find a way to at least split this four-game set. If they lose 3 out of 4, certainly if they get swept, I just don't know how you don't make a move.
Right.
But to me, as much as I want to, and I'm right with you, EB, it's not his fault. There's not a lot he can do. I don't think differently. There's little things like that intentional walk situation you guys were talking about in the eighth inning yesterday. Absolutely, that was weird.
I mean, I don't get it. I mean, Ramos isn't Johnny Bench.
Right. No, there's little things he can do, but
I
don't think there's massive fixes that Davey Martinez can make. But bottom line, if you get swept by the Marlins, and I know they're red hot and they've always given the Nationals problems, you get swept by the Marlins and it's ugly, you have to fire them. If you lose 3 out of 4, I'm right on that fence. But, you know, at some point, you're just running out of time to say it's not his fault and you've got to do something to wake people up.
Well, it doesn't matter whose fault it is at that point. If you just keep losing, then
you just got to do something, right? You've got to slap something to the wall. I tell you what, Bo Porter is really smart. I mean, watching him on Masson all the time, I don't know if he's a good manager. I know he's really good at baseball. I know he's really smart at baseball. He's been really critical lately on the post-game stuff. Yeah, absolutely. He just, the way he analyzes, like, again, if you can translate that to baseball and helping guys out, I think it would translate a little bit. I don't know how good of a manager he is. Obviously, he didn't have a fair shake in Houston, but the bottom line is he sounds really smart when he analyzes the game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.